Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Mining News Breaks: Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE American, EUTSX, EFR, produces first kilogram of dysprosium oxide at White Mesa Mill. Energy Fuels Inc., a leading U.S. producer of uranium, rare earths, and critical minerals, has produced its first kilogram of dysprosium oxide at pilot scale at the White Mesa Mill in Utah. The material achieved 99.9% purity, exceeding the commercial specification of 99.5%, with plans to continue production at a rate of 2 kilograms per week. Energy Fuels is the first U.S. company to produce high-purity Dy oxide and publicly disclose production volumes and purities, demonstrating a non-Chinese rare earth oxide supply chain. Magnet manufacturers and OEMs have shown strong interest in obtaining samples for validation processes. PPG recognized in Newsweek's America's Greatest Companies 2025 list. PPG has been named to Newsweek magazine's inaugural America's Greatest Companies 2025 list. The list recognizes 650 U.S. companies operating at the highest caliber in business performance. PPG's workplace culture, operational excellence, and financial stability have earned them this honor. Brian Iams, PPG's Vice President and Chief Communications Officer, expressed pride in the recognition. As a leading manufacturer of paints, coatings, and specialty products, PPG leverages its 45,000 employees to deliver innovative solutions. Newsweek's list evaluates companies based on financial strength, dedication to the workforce, innovation, and commitment to environmental sustainability and ethics. PPG, with headquarters in Pittsburgh, reported net sales of $15.8 billion in 2024, serving various markets globally.
Q&A with Mike Kelly, President, Americas at Daiwadag. Mike Kelly, President for the Americas region at Daiwadag, discusses the company's global leadership in structural and geotechnical engineering solutions. Founded in Germany in 1865, Daiwadag specializes in post-tensioning, stay cable, concrete, and geotechnical systems. The new facility in Pennsylvania strategically positions Daiwadag to support infrastructure hubs like Philadelphia and New York City. This expansion strengthens the company's ability to supply engineering solutions efficiently and reinforces its commitment to localized support. The Threadbar system, produced at the Pennsylvania facility, offers high-performance reinforcement for faster construction times and lower project costs. Daiwadag's team of seasoned professionals in the Northeast represents the company's customer-first mindset and technical excellence. With 160 years of experience, Daiwadag continues to innovate with advanced reinforcement systems and data-driven monitoring technologies, engineering smarter, safer, and more sustainable outcomes. Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on American Tungsten Corp. C-ung. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on American Tungsten Corp. In the first quarter of 2025, the company reported a net loss of $1.87 million, with total assets rising to $2.36 million. Shareholders' equity more than doubled to $2.4 million, and the company remains debt-free. Recent developments include completing a $7.0 million private placement, appointing a new CFO, and adding the CEO to the board of directors. The company has also started rehabilitation work at the IMA mine in Idaho and received conditional approval to list on the TSX Venture Exchange. With plans for targeted drilling and metallurgical sampling, American Tungsten aims to advance its projects and become a domestic supplier of tungsten, essential for defense, semiconductors, and EVs.
Investor News Breaks: ES Jold Corp. OTCQBUF signs MOU for gold-silver tailings joint venture in Colombia. ES Gold Corp, trading on the CSE under the ticker ESAU and on the OTCQB under the ticker ES, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Plantagdalena SAS to develop and reprocess gold and silver-bearing tailings in Colombia. ES Gold will invest $1.5 million for a 50% interest and has a right of first refusal to acquire the remaining balance. This joint venture expands ES Gold's operations beyond Quebec with the potential for a second high-margin operation by 2026. The company aims to deliver environmental benefits while tapping into South America's gold-producing region. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom. Investor news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp, TSG, OTCQB, LGCXF, signs binding term sheet to acquire York Claims adjoining Santa Fe Mine Project. Lahontan Gold Corp, LTXF, recently signed a binding term sheet to acquire 27 unpatented lode mineral claims, known as the York Claims, from Emergent Metals Corp. These claims will add about 2.1 square kilometers of mineral rights to the Santa Fe Mine Project, allowing for potential expansion of the York open pit and increased mineral resources in the area. The deal follows a recent preliminary economic assessment showing gold-silver mineralization extending toward the York claims. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website.
Rock breaks. Nicola Mining Inc., OTCQB, balances exploration upside, steady cash flow, and BC-centric strategy. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSXV as NEM and on the OTCQB as HUSIF, is strategically focusing on balancing exploration upside and steady cash flow in British Columbia. The company's operational plan for 2025 includes starting bulk sample extraction at Dominion Creek in Q3, achieving full production at the Merritt Mill, and releasing exploration findings for the new Craigmont project. By concentrating its operations in BC and advancing projects like Treasure Mountain, Nicola Mining is enhancing its sustainability and efficiency. With a permitted mill, the company is able to minimize dilution and attract investors looking for exposure to resource development in the region.
Mining news breaks. Ucor Rare Metals Inc., TSX, UCU, UURAF, rises as key player in critical materials with RapidSX. Ucor Rare Metals, a key player in critical materials, is making waves with its RapidSX technology. Backed by an $18.4 million award from the U.S. Department of Defense, Ucor is at the forefront of strengthening domestic supply chains for essential components used in defense systems. By establishing a rapid response processing chain in North America, Ucor supports defense-grade magnet commodity security and reduces reliance on adversarial state supply chains. The company is advancing towards full commercial readiness, aiming to integrate RapidSX machines in both Canada and the United States. With a focus on rare and critical metal resources, Ucor is poised to disrupt China's control of the North American RE supply chain through strategic partnerships and development projects in Louisiana, Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit Ucor's website at www.ucor.com. Catalyst Power acquires 4.5 megawatts cogeneration portfolio, expands Northeast CHP footprint. Catalyst Power Holdings, an independent provider of retail energy and complementary energy solutions, has acquired a 4.5 megawatt portfolio of cogeneration projects from Aegis Energy Services. This acquisition expands Catalyst Power's presence in key Northeast markets following a strategic investment from DRW Holdings LLC and BP Energy Partners. Cogeneration, also known as combined heat and power, produces electricity and heat from a single fuel source, achieving efficiencies of up to 90%. CEO Gabriel Phillips stated that CHP is a practical solution for businesses facing rising energy costs. Catalyst Power offers turnkey CHP systems tailored to each customer's needs, providing efficient, resilient on-site energy. For more information, visit catalystpower.com or contact them at 1-888-789-7250 or contact at catalystpower.com.
Smuggled mercury highlights the magnitude of illicit Amazon gold mining. Recent reports reveal that mercury is being smuggled into illegal gold mining areas in the Amazon, with 4 metric tons seized at the Callao port terminal in Peru by Sunat. This seizure prevented further harm to health and the environment. The high price of gold fuels this illicit trade, causing damage to biodiversity and health concerns to rise. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. are urged to stick to approved practices. Mining Newswire, a specialized platform, covers developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering tailored corporate communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.